Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We were just talking with Doug LaMaurice a segment or two ago about college football in particular, and college football getting cranked up here soon. And I asked Doug about the, certainly with money in NIL, college quarterbacks, many of them are getting paid, and many of them are getting paid good money. And I watched with fascination as Quinn Ewers left Texas. And remember, he was at Ohio State for his first year and came up as a young kid and started in school and then redshirted that first year, got that redshirt year because he didn't play but just a touch, and then transferred to Texas for big money, played 3 years at Texas, still had another year to go, but decided to turn pro. Arch Manning behind him and who knows what else, but he decided to turn pro, even though he had offers, big offers, like $6, $7 million, according to reports, to transfer to another school and play for a year. And he came out and was a seventh-round draft choice by the Miami Dolphins and making a fraction of what he would have made in college. And I asked Doug about that, and Doug LaMaurice said he can see the fifth year for college quarterbacks becoming the norm. And, you know, a guy plays just enough that he still has his redshirt year, Andy, and then he can finish up. He can play 3 or 4 years at one school and then transfer for a fifth year at a school or transfer for a final 2 years at a school. I can certainly see that, the way these quarterbacks are getting paid. Why would you run the risk of not being a first or a second round pick and making big money and leave all that money on the table? I don't understand it, to go and try and win a job on an NFL team where you might be on the practice squad.
I would stay in college. If you know that there's any chance you're not getting drafted early in the draft. I mean, even if there's a 5% chance that you're, that's maybe not a good point, but if there's probably, let's say there's a 25% chance you're not going to get drafted in the first couple rounds, first 3 rounds of the NFL draft, why would you leave? Why would you leave if you knew you could make the money? I would never leave. Why would you? In fact, I also think that we're going to hit a spot, and I know you hate when I say this, but why, you know, you're talking about a fifth year to be able to play. Why does that have to be capped? If you are at the school, you should be able to participate. I don't care. I'm telling you that it's going to hit the courts. The courts may say something different, but at some point they're going to say, well, wait a minute. This person is enrolled in classes at this school, and they should be able to participate just the same way anybody else is in the school. And so you're going to find people, and as we've now seen, on the other side of the pandemic, what are we at, 7 year players sometimes? I don't know. You know,
there were people who played up to like 9 years.
Okay. So if you still have the opportunity and your skills are good enough to maintain
certainly
your position on a college football team, why are we capping it out at 4 or 5 years or 6 years? Especially if they want to pay you to be the quarterback and you're still good. I know you might laugh at the thought of a 35-year-old quarterback in college, but if they're still enrolled in the classes and they're going for their doctorate or they're going for their 15th bachelor, well, why not? Why should they be any different than any other student in that school if they're taking classes?
You know, high schools offer some really great vocational programs. So I would like to go and get my, you know, do my 4 years, and then I would like to go and learn to be a great plumber. So can I have 7 years of eligibility in high school? If I want, and then after that, I want to go to the carpentry program.
Yeah, I'm not talking about high school. I'm talking about college.
Isn't it the same thing?
No.
Why?
You're talking about educations of higher education. You're talking about institutions of higher education.
I'm just talking about education.
And the state of Ohio has a cap. They say 19 years old, you're done.
NCAA has a cap.
No, they don't.
They do for years that you can play.
But they don't have an age limit.
But they have years. What's the difference?
I kind of see where you're coming from, but I don't. If you go to a school and you are taking a class, I don't know why you shouldn't be able to participate in that. Are you allowed to, can you be in intramurals? Are you ineligible for intramurals?
Don't know. I haven't been in college for a while.
Well, I'm just saying, if I went back right now and I wanted to take a class at Kent, would I be ineligible for intramurals?
But intramurals are not, I don't believe.
Sanctioned by anybody.
Sanctioned by the NCAA. Thank you, Jeff. I couldn't think of the word sanction.
Well, you're sanctioned by the school because there's insurance involved. And, you know, not the NCAA, but like Kent State, the Kent State University Athletic Association, the all-powerful. I'm just kidding. I just made that up, but it could be great. I kind of understand to see your argument there in high school because I made the argument that Ohio needs to get moving on NIL for high school, too, because those kids are going to get paid soon, too.
The perfect example for Doug's argument about the fifth year is your guy, Will Howard. And I say that for this reason.
Because he had a great fifth year?
I'm not bashing Will Howard.
Okay.
Will Howard had a kind of nondescript career at Kansas State. And he was okay. It wasn't bad, but he wasn't great. He was an okay player at Kansas State. He was the starter, I think, basically for just 1 year is the way that worked out. And then he played a little bit his first 3 years. So he was a pretty good quarterback and then had the opportunity to go somewhere, basically do a grad school of football. And man, did it explode for him and showed the NFL that maybe this is a guy that we should consider drafting. I would bet you anything Will Howard never would have been drafted after 4 years at Kansas State. He might have signed somewhere as an undrafted free agent,
mm-hmm.
but he came in late after a really good year at Ohio State where he won a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's the perfect example of what Doug's talking about, where a guy could transfer to another school and, you know, like a MAC quarterback transferring to a bigger school where he gets to play. Kansas State quarterback out of the Big 12, not a great football program, not a bad program, but not a great program, transferring to a great program and showing what he could really do in a great situation. And it certainly worked out for him.
Isn't that Dylan Gabriel too? It's the same story there. It's UCF to Oklahoma.
Well, from UCF to Oklahoma to Oregon.
He
took it to the nth degree. But I think Will Howard's the perfect example. And I say that because it was 4 years at Kansas State where aren't normally you're up, but he had the COVID year and he put it to use in a beautiful way for him, for Ohio State, and for his future in football. So I think he's the best example you could even possibly find. You know, if you're Quinn Ewers, you got to be thinking, why didn't I do that? Now, he did pick up, I forget what company, but he picked up a big endorsement deal that's going to make up for some of his NIL money. And the company, maybe it was a company who was going to pay him NIL money, is paying him now as an endorsement deal with the Miami Dolphins. But how long are you going to be interested in endorsing the third string quarterback for the Miami Dolphins as opposed to, say, the first string quarterback at LSU? You know?
Yeah.
First string quarterback at Baylor. Fill in the blank. Whatever school you want to go to.
Yeah, it was a trading card company. Was the big money for him since he went to Dolphins. Panini is the name of the company. And we've seen them at the National League, too. Mm-hmm.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I just think there's no boundaries on any of this stuff right now, and I don't know that you're ever going to be able to go back and put boundaries up. I think just... It's minor league football. That's all there is to it. It's okay. Just accept it.
Especially at the quarterback spot.
And by the way, some of those minor leaguers are making more than major leaguers.
Let me ask you guys this. If you're Ohio State, are you better off going and bringing in a high school quarterback?
Nope. I'm already answering your question. You can't even finish it. But go ahead.
I'd like to finish my question.
Go ahead.
Are you better off bringing in a high school quarterback and letting him sit for a year, red shirt, learn, and then he would have 4 years in your program and groom your own guy? Or are you better off going out and bringing in, let's say, a guy like Will Howard and keeping your fingers crossed that he's going to be really good for you?
You can answer your question by what they're doing right now. All right, so Julian Sain probably going to be the quarterback now, but
and he sat there last year behind Will Howard.
Yeah, so yeah. That kind of answers your question.
You tell me, where are you better off? Are you better off developing your own guy, or are you better off truly keeping your fingers crossed, Andy?
My question is would Julian Sain have been better off playing at another school last year so he could play? I look at these guys.
And hurt his knee.
Well, this is the Dylan Raiola from Nebraska conundrum. So Dylan Raiola, huge prospect.
Yeah,
Dad went to Nebraska, played in the NFL. And he
signed up with Ohio State, didn't he?
No.
Originally?
He's still in Nebraska.
No, but didn't he originally commit to Ohio State?
I don't know. I don't know that 100%.
Move along.
Maybe? But along. Anyway, that's the thing. So Nebraska went out and got this guy as a freshman, started having plan, had an up and down season, kind of fun to watch through a whole bunch of picks. And so now we'll go into his sophomore season and we're going to see what this ends up looking like. And if he ends up popping and looks like one of the better quarterbacks in football, you're now going to have an exception to what Andy is laying out, which is what a lot of teams are doing, which is, hey, I'll go to either one of these D1 schools and I'll either commandeer your power five quarterback, or power four quarterback, or I'll your group of four quarterback, and we'll go from there. And I wonder where this goes, because the minute you take away playing time from these kids is the minute that they're going to start having wandering eyes. The minute that these kids are sitting on a bench going, well, this guy in front of me isn't what he's, I could do that. They're just going to start getting wandering eyes. And the minute that happens, boom, portal, someone else, take it easy.
A lot of kids sit in portals, though, and don't go on. I mean, the portal works for the players, and I don't know if this is, Mensa conversation, but the portal works for the players that get the opportunity to play at the next level and are able to, jump out. There are plenty of players that probably contemplate that portal that might be in a good situation at a smaller school that now have big dreams of going somewhere else, and they don't come to fruition, and then they end up where? Where are they? Stuck or praying to get back to where they were.
Yeah. I mean, but we all know how this goes. We all know the back channeling. We all know the, oh yeah, we're not supposed to communicate, but hey, over here, let's talk a little. You know, like, we all know the shadowy figures who take care of such things.
Yeah.
Like, we know how this goes.
They don't really have to be in the shadows anymore.
These big name, there's still some shadowing when it comes to the portal.
That's the truth.
There's still some shadowy figures that are taking place when it comes to the portal, but the ones who you're talking about are the ones who know the outcome before they hop into the portal.
You know, that, right. Dan, I was just going to mention that. This one cracks me up. You're not supposed to have contact with players and between players and coaches before you enter the portal. You have to enter the portal, then you're allowed to contact schools and vice versa. How about those kids that enter the portal and then put on a do not contact message out on social media? I'm in the portal. Don't contact me. How do you do that? Because you've already arranged to go to a school. How is that legal? It's not, but it happens all the time. Levi Weaver works for The Athletic. He covers baseball. He covers it well, and he's going to cover it with us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.